Track 6, more news stories. Human signpost scheme launched. Troubled Dawlish and Teignmouth residents will find it easier to find support and advice following the launch of a human signpost scheme. Called Coastal Connecting, the Human Signpost Initiative offers free training for anyone who interacts with the public so that they can identify people in need and direct them to the relevant support services. The scheme has been developed by Doctors Surgeries in the Coastal Primary Care Network, which covers Teignmouth, Dawlish and Chudley, and Teignmouth Community and Voluntary Services. They hope that, once trained, instead of just listening to the problems of customers or clients, the human signposts will be able to direct them to practical help and support. We are particularly keen to get local hairdressers, taxi drivers, hospitality staff, friendly neighbours, housing wardens, sports trainers, church members, and any and all interested residents skilled up to gently help those in our communities who may be unaware of existing opportunities, lack digital access, or face language barriers, explained Anya Croning-Maynard from Teignbridge CVS. The voluntary and community sector is thriving in the coastal communities, and there is a lot of support available, she added. After a 15-minute online video training session, the human signpost should be confident knowing where they can find out about wellbeing support and about the wide range of opportunities available in and around Dawlish and Teignmouth. This could include information on where to get benefits advice or help for carers, where to find support groups or local walking groups, how to get involved in volunteering, or how to get information about stopping smoking. We really want to share all this information and explain where to find it across the local communities, said Becky White, coordinator and social prescriber for the Coastal Primary Network Care. Coastal Connecting is also being supported by information hubs located in Coastal PNC GP Surgeries, the Alice Cross Centre and the Hub Store in Dawlish.
Council opts out of ToxicX.com. Daily abuse, disinformation and high costs have led to Devon County Council distancing itself from social media platform X. The local authority has been asked why it has essentially abandoned using the service, given its number of followers, around 52,000, which was higher than any other individual social media application it uses. Councillor Jess Bailey had wanted to know who made the decision to stop using X at the beginning of the year and why. Cabinet Member for Organisational Development, Workforce and Digital Transformation, Councillor Andrew Sewell, explained the key reasons. X has become a very toxic place with high levels of abuse and disinformation, he said in a written answer submitted to Devon's full council. DCC staff, including communication team colleagues managing the platform, were faced with daily abuse. The reporting system of X is not fit for purpose, as you can only really get support with a paid subscription. Councillor Sewell added that hundreds of previously banned accounts that were known for spreading hate and disinformation were reinstated when owner Elon Musk acquired Twitter, X's former name. He said a study by the European Commission showed that X has the biggest proportion of disinformation of the six big social networks and that DCC's account was dormant but could be reactivated if needed. In the current financial climate and with declining engagement, we felt unable to put resources into a platform that we can't measure.
An equine welfare charity has just released incredible webcam footage of the natural field birth of a tiny colt foal at its Newton Arrott sanctuary. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary's rescued mare Nia delivered him in a pasture at the Newton Arrott sanctuary last week without the need for human intervention. Supporters of the charity were delighted to see the birth perfectly captured on webcam after following the story of pregnant Welsh moorland pony Nia throughout the summer. The film shows Nia walking to the centre of the field on a sunny evening, lying down and giving birth minutes after. Nia's field companion, Grey Dartmoor mare Chandry, is seen watching from a distance before trotting over to the new foal and appearing to nuzzle him. The tiny chestnut foal soon wobbled to his feet and, after a little practice at standing up, began exploring his surroundings the next day and enjoying some late summer sunshine. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary has a long history of caring for foals and has expert staff on hand throughout to ensure that everything goes smoothly. Normally, the sanctuary puts its foal watch procedure in place whenever a mare is close to foaling and monitors cameras day and night. Nia foaled much sooner than expected, but the team was able to capture the birth as it happened, with as little involvement as possible. A veterinary practice is based at the sanctuary, and vets are regularly making checks to ensure the foal is developing normally. Kaylee Bull, Nia's assigned handler, says the birth came much sooner than anticipated. Nia just didn't show the usual signs we would expect before foaling, so none of us thought it would happen as quickly, Kaylee said. We always believed it was going to be a September birth. Nia seems to be doing well, and I hope the little foal will become strong and healthy. It's definitely a real team effort, and we couldn't wait to share the news and pictures with our supporters, she said. Director of Fundraising and Communications, Dawn Vincent, said, "We wouldn't be able to rescue ponies like Nia and care for her beautiful new foal if we didn't have such fantastic supporters who so kindly donate what they can afford. The cost of caring for horses and ponies has spiralled in recent years, and we appreciate every penny pledged to us." And alongside are two beautiful photographs of the new colt staring directly down the camera lens.
All along to Widdicombe Fair. I'm not going to sing any of the song to you because that would make a surefire way for you to all turn off. However, Dartmoor Mizzle didn't dampen the spirits of those attending this year's Widdicombe Fair. With its roots set firmly in the agricultural traditions of the moor, Tuesday's all-day event still remains true to its origins. From its beginnings as a popular fair, dealing in local livestock, it has become, over the years, a showcase for the cream of locally bred Dartmoor stock, as well as being the premier event of the moorland social calendar. A full day of ring events kicked off at 9 a.m. with sheep, cattle and horse judging, and throughout the day, visitors to the volunteer-run show were able to enjoy live music, a lumberjack show, tug-of-war contest, and members from Moreton Hampstead and District Motorcycle Club showing off their formidable two-wheeled skills. And as always, a certain gent astride a grey horse was spotted amongst the crowds, for of course, Widdicombe Fair isn't complete without Uncle Tom Cobley.
Community Shop Shares campaign ends soon. There are 3 weeks left to buy shares in a Timbridge community shop. While funding has been secured to bring Christo's new community shop to life, those behind the project are still pursuing as much funding as possible to ensure its success. A key part of the fundraising is a shares campaign where residents of Teen Valley or simply anyone interested in helping can invest into the shop and have a say in how it is run. Shares start at £20. The new shop will run on a non-profit basis, owned and run by the community for the community. For more information, visit the Christo Community Shops website.